what is it that we most desire in a person that we hope to be with? It seems simple enough until we actually have to define such a person. After dealing with the obstacles, failed attempts, and life's little fiefdoms that bring newness and perspective, or at most would say, clarity, we find ourselves venturing out into the world of intimacy and intellectual seduction based on how we view the world around us. What was once a very detailed and hopeful vision of ourselves is now instead a reformed quest to extend those temporary moments with whom we have chosen to lend our time and desires to. I believed in that fairy tale love once upon a time. Then, life hit me. Now I am, well, I'm more of a realist. I found that I can experience as much of that uncharted love from as many in as many ways as I like, if I'm willing to give them the very part of me that they may be missing. It can be a little lonely at times, but it's not enough to change my mind. At least not for the moment. Casper. Smiling, with her eyes still closed, she remembered that they had both collapsed in each other's arms. Whatever she was dreaming about had her smiling and moaning slightly. She reached over for, wow, where is he now? He had left the room again. Then she heard the shower running. The door to the bathroom was open and steam was coming from inside. Needing her shower herself, she slipped out of bed in anticipation of hopefully seeing him lathered up and as sexy as he always was. Knowing that she herself was nothing to frown at, she turned her nose up and smiled as she walked past the mirror that once kept a sheet over it. She gained a confidence that would never be taken away again. Although it wasn't what she depended on, his consistent reminding her of how much he adored everything about her kept her with a smile at the thought. She walked away slowly and then into the bathroom to see the rest of the petals that matched the ones from her plate this morning. He made breakfast, thinking about him feeding her and tasting her from below earlier. She continued over to the shower and saw a bowl of fruit. Then as she pulled the shower curtain back, she saw him standing next to the bench with his right foot sitting on it and the other planted firmly on the floor of the shower. His persistence was curved strongly and slightly wrapped on the front of his left thigh. Her gaze turned to his persistence, and in an instant she was readily able and willing to submit once again. He placed the bowl of fruit on the floor for a later agenda. He stood to his feet and pulled her inside, grabbing her by the waist and turning her to the back of the shower with her palms planted high on the wall. Carefully massaging her favorite wash into the lower part of her back with one hand. Then she felt his dick reach towards her voluntary spread of acceptance. It throbbed upward as the water trickled down his shaft and her body. She inadvertently opened wider for him. The throbs became more intense. He started to graze her lady's lips with him, then to her opening that was now filled with its own liquid barriers. However, she welcomed every reach for access. He finally throbbed so close and high enough that he entered her. Once inside, there was his new motivation buried deeply past her doubts. He had found her love. She closed her eyes as their heads spun. The steaming water seemed to cover them entirely, both still very much familiar with each other. Could sense the contracting, thickening muscles reintroducing themselves to one another below. He bent his knees to drop his waist and then he lifted her. She felt her back connect with the wall of the shower as her ankles locked themselves around him. Please don't drop me, she thought. He dipped once again. He was now even deeper inside of her. She came intensely. A very late lunch, she thought. She'll have to text her boss to let her know that her Her lunch day was a little bit longer than expected. Literally, she smiled. Morio Che, Casper. I would like to express my deepest appreciation for you taking the time to listen to this episode of At the Sound of My Voice. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to leave a voicemail, a comment, or a review. If you're interested in being a guest or advertising with us on At the Sound of My Voice or any of our social platforms, please email us at channel82@gmail.com. That's channel82@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram @_the_sound_of_my_voice for even more content and updates. And stay tuned for our merch coming very soon.